Hi, and welcome back to I'm a Happy Enchilada, and thanks for tuning us in. I'm Don Culver, and I'll be your host. As most of you know, our reason for being here at Enchilada is to bring awareness to you of the many things that can hold you back from achieving your very best life. So, with that in mind, today we tackle the topic catastrophic thinking. It's a condition that is not at all uncommon in our society, and one that can stop you in your tracks with the anxiety and fear it creates in your mind, and can affect any and all areas of your life. So now, let's get started unpacking this topic. First, catastrophic thinking is a cognitive distortion that occurs when people have a hard time weighing the likelihood of certain outcomes and believing that terrible or catastrophic outcomes, which are highly unlikely, become in one's mind salient and extremely likely. Now, next, what is catastrophic thinking a symptom of? Catastrophizing is not officially categorized as a mental illness. However, it is a symptom of several mental health conditions, such as anxiety and depression. It is also a symptom that antagonizes mental health disorders and conditions such as PTSD and makes them more severe. And is catastrophic thinking a coping mechanism? It could be a coping mechanism learned from family or other important people in a person's life, or it might be from differences in brain chemistry or changes in brain processes. And what trauma causes catastrophic thinking? Well, studies have found that childhood trauma may induce catastrophizing and anxiety sensitivity. An experience of previous traumatic or unsettling events may make a person feel they are more likely to happen in the future. Another question you may be asking, is catastrophic thinking a trauma response? Well, for someone who has gone through a traumatic experience, catastrophic thinking could become the norm. It's common among those struggling with PTSD. And why does your brain go to the worst-case scenario? Well, we might catastrophize if we're uncertain about something because the brain is adept at creating lots of what-if scenarios. Meanwhile, negative emotions like fear and anxiety can amplify our cognitive biases, making us more pessimistic. So, if you know someone that struggles with catastrophic thinking, how about sharing this episode with them? I think they'd appreciate it. And if you are a catastrophic thinker, hang on. We're going to look at some great ways you can get better and even overcome your catastrophic thinking, okay? First, here's some treatments for issues behind catastrophic thinking patterns. First on the list is talk therapy or psychotherapy. And next, medications, including anti-anxiety medications and antidepressants. And last, complementary and integrative health approaches, including relaxation techniques. Now, I'm a big fan of getting a great therapist to help you work through life issues, and you're worth it, so give that some thought. Give that some consideration. And here's some ideas to help you break the cycle of catastrophizing. Check these out. Catch yourself in the act. Ask yourself pointed questions. Follow the negative thoughts to see where they lead. Remind yourself that you are not your thoughts. Practice grounding techniques. Pay attention when things go well. And accept bad things when they happen. Ooh, I like those. And another idea is to focus on solutions. Part of catastrophizing is the belief you are unable to deal with problems and negative solutions. With your worry list, brainstorm other possible outcomes. Make a list of all the solutions you can think of. Focus on what you can change rather than what is beyond your control. Oh, and one other thing. If you aren't feeling well or think there's something strange going on in your body, please don't go online to see what you might be suffering from. You'll be a crazy person within a few minutes' time and think you may have a serious illness of some kind. There is so much misinformation on there and scary stuff. Make an appointment with your doctor and go get checked out, and then you'll know for sure. Well, that's all I've got. So until next time, God bless and be a happy enchilada. Bye.